We're joined today by Michelle Baker, who is a resident of the town of Hoosick, and she also was the lead named plaintiff in the lawsuit that had been filed against the various companies who had polluted the town, the village of Hoosick Falls water supply, just announced a $65 million settlement. And we'll ask her a little bit about that. And I should disclose that I'm married to Judith Enk, who was the EPA regional administrator who got active in this particular case. So, Michelle, I imagine, you know, people are somewhat satisfied with this, you know, settlement. Can you maybe explain to people, you know, what does the settlement cover?
First of all, Mark, thanks for having me on. The settlement is wide ranging. It is actually historic in dollar figure for the amount of people that we have here in Hoosick Falls that are qualified under it, and in terms of a PAF payout. So we've accomplished some really, really important things for the community. Folks are going to get medical monitoring for 10 years. If anyone, you know, you can go to your doctor, you can get your test done, your blood test, and they're going to look for some of the diseases that are associated with this class of family. Homeowners in Hoosick Falls are also going to receive property diminishment. I mean, this was a real gut punch to families. When you find out your water's contaminated, I mean, obviously your home is going to lose value. So we're going to be able to recoup some of those losses. And the same thing for me, myself. I have a private well. I also will be able to recoup some of the loss to my home because the chemicals invaded my private water, my groundwater, and my well. So we've got a couple of different areas that the lawsuit covers.
You know, this began to really pick up steam, though I imagine people have been planning for many years, back in 2014 when finally the relatively high incidence of cancer rate among some of the local workers and residents began to get notable. And the Department of Health, New York State Department of Health, you know, initial approach was, not really much of a problem. You know, you guys are probably worried about too much. You know, did the residents feel sort of vindicated in having decided to stand up to the Department of Health and not take their greenwashing at face value?
From the folks that I've talked to over the past couple of days, they're thrilled. It's a pleasant surprise that I'm able to share with the community, myself and the other class reps. We fought long and hard for this. We have had a lot of highs and we've had a lot of lows. I mean, when you find out the water that you may be putting in your baby bottle or you're diluting the juice because you don't want the toddler to have all that sugar, that water was harmful to your baby. So we can come now to present day. You know, it's been we filed this back in 2016. So it's been a couple of years, but hopefully this will give the community some sense of closure. There should be a great amount of pride associated with this also, because the folks really, you know, it's a David and Goliath story. We took on our government. We got filters installed by New York State. We've got Superfund sites that are being remediated. Hopefully a new groundwater source for the village is on the horizon. And families are going to receive financial compensation.
Now, this, you know, settlement, I guess, involved, you know, Saint-Gobain and Honeywell International, I think maybe 3M. You know, that was
correct.
Actually done by, you know, private attorneys filing the lawsuits, not done by the government. Is there a lesson there about the importance of community groups getting their own lawyers when they get involved in these type of big environmental health situations?
Absolutely. I mean, I look at this as should be a wake-up call for everyone in New York State. Just because this chemical was discovered here in Hoosick Falls doesn't mean that it's not anywhere else. And we have proof that it's in other areas of the state. It's in Long Island. It's in upstate. It's basically all over. And this should be a real call to action in every community. Get your water tested. Demand that the Department of Health test your water. Find out what's in there. You shower with this water. You drink this water. You water your fruits and vegetables with this water. Every New Yorker should stand up and find out what is in their water and make sure that it is safe. And this is spreading nationwide. Congress just passed the PFAS Action Act. That was bipartisan passed It's going to move on to the Senate now. It is important that this toxic class of chemical that these polluters carelessly discarded be held accountable.
Now, one of the things you mentioned was as part of the settlement, there's money set aside for, you know, medical monitoring. Why is that important?
Well, unfortunately, one of the problems is this class of chemicals is toxic. There are 8 diseases that it causes, kidney cancer, testicular cancer, ulcerative colitis, thyroid issues, preeclampsia, the list goes on. I mean, those are serious illnesses. So if, you know, folks are, I don't know today what's in my body. I know I have this in my blood. This is in the blood of nearly every American. But here in Hoosic Falls, we have exaggerated levels in our blood. So you don't know, am I going to develop cancer tomorrow? Am I going to develop cancer maybe next week? Maybe I'm not. I mean, you know, hope to God. But this allows an individual 10 years that the polluters will pay for to go to their family doctor, get the necessary testing, and hopefully the peace of mind that they're okay. If they do find out that they do have one of these illnesses, then they can take legal recourse also.
You know, you mentioned PFOA, you know, these forever chemicals that was basically part of the family of chemicals that people were, have been fighting over at the Norlite incinerator in Cohoes.
Yep.
But Hoosic Falls really was with PFOA sort of, you know, really led to this nationwide attention to the problem. You became a national symbol of this problem. What lessons or advice do you have for the other communities who are, you know, looking, well, Hoosic Falls seems to have done something. What advice would you have for them?
There's nothing more dangerous to government than a bunch of angry moms. And when you get and you find out that your child or your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your husband, whomever, has been put in possible danger just by drinking a glass of water or a cup of coffee made with this, look out, because we will go and we will find the answers. And I implore every mom, every adult, anyone, students got involved with this. I mean, the activism was outstanding. So I would tell everybody, don't be afraid. Reach out if you need some pointers. We've learned a lot along the way. We have learned a lot along the way. Not an easy road some days, but when you come to a day like this, when your lawsuit against some of the biggest polluters, some of the biggest chemical companies on the planet is resolved for a little tiny town in upstate New York, you can feel really good about yourself.
Now, I understand that the federal court still has to, you know, approve the settlement. You know, is there any chance that the court would not? And you know, what other steps are needed, you know, moving forward in the last, you know, minute or so?
Yes, the federal court does need to approve this. We have no concerns that it will not be approved. And then from there, we probably will have about an open enrollment period, almost like you have with your health insurance, where folks will be contacted, notices will be put out, town halls will be held. Every question will be answered by any resident, and then folks will sign up. And, you know, when you figure out who's, you know, entitled, who's expressed interest, and sometime probably towards the end of 2021, early 2022, residents will see some payout.
And is the Hollywood movie treatment coming anytime soon?
You know, people joke about that. All right, I've been in one movie. That's what got me started on this whole thing. When I found out we had this contamination and, you know, it was happening down the village. I live 2 miles away. How it all started, I was watching a cable news network and Aaron Brockovich was on. Yep. And I said to my daughter, oh, my God, mommy's calling Aaron Brockovich. And I got in touch with the law firm that she represents, and the rest is history. So there's my movie.
Okay. We've been talking with Michelle Baker, resident of the town of Hoosic Falls, got a settlement on the water situation. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.